Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Leanne Winston, psychic medium, and welcome to my show. Tonight I'm hoping to have some special guests on, and I'm not sure if we have Nicole there online. Is Nicole there? No, it doesn't seem to be. I'm not too sure on what's happening in this stage, but it's the first time that I've had special guests on board, and there's nothing on my end to actually say that they're there to connect to. So I don't know if Nicole can hear me. Maybe she could send me an SMS and let me know if she can. But I'm not too sure how to bring her into that. I can hear you, Nicole. I can't hear you, so I'm not too sure there what's going on with that. Okay, so I'm guessing you might be on hold. Let's just see if this first person is you.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great.
Hello. Yeah. How are you going?
I'm doing great. I was wondering if I could have a reading with you.
Yes, certainly. What's your name, hon?
My name is Trish.
Trish, how are you today, Trish?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. I do actually have Nicole listening in to us as well, but for some reason I can't seem to get her to come online. She's sending me SMSs going, I can hear you and I can hear the caller. So I'm not too sure what's exactly happening there. So Nicole is in the background listening, Nicole's.
I think when you finish with me, then you can unmute the next caller.
Yes, that's right. But I've actually invited Nicole into as a new guest, which is a new thing that the Blog Talk Radio is doing, went through the hi-fi. She has called into the desktop, but she can hear everything, but she can't actually talk. We can't hear her. So I'm not too sure what's going on there. But so did you have a question you'd like to ask?
Yeah, I was wondering what you picked up around relationship.
Okay, right. With relationships, I just sort of feel like you've had some very challenging ones in the past. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I also feel that with relationships, you've always put everybody else before you and not put yourself in that situation. It's that reference that you give so much, but there's a feeling that you don't get it in return.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just sort of get the feeling that things need to change and you need to be able to do the work on yourself at the moment. I just sort of keep getting the reference, this time is about you. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I'm currently in a relationship and I was just trying to get some insight as to where that was going to go.
Yeah. You keep putting that person first, don't you? It's that reference that it's more a one-sided relationship in that sense. I need to find the balance.
Yeah, I think we need to find balance.
Yeah, because it's that reference, there is the need for that balance. I just sort of feel like it's a bit one-sided at the moment, okay? I get the feeling that we need to keep moving forward. So to me, it's that feeling you both need to be looking forward, not focusing on the present. Okay. You've got very similar ideals, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because I get the feeling your heads and your heart are in the same place and your ideals are very similar. But I just sort of get the feeling that the focus needs to be on the future rather than the present. Does that make sense?
I don't know. Right now we're in a bit of a breakup, so I don't know if there's a future.
Okay, I do feel there is a future around the two of you. Nicole's just telling me she's dropped out. Okay, I get the reference to there is a future for the two of you, but there's just some hurdles that need to be jumped first. It's that reference of being in the same headspace, okay? I sort of want to be able to look towards the future rather than look at the past. Okay, so
Okay.
is one of you holding on to something in the past?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I want to say this downtime is the way I want to put it, needs to be the time that that person does the work on themselves to be able to acknowledge the past, what they've been through, and to be able to move forward with that. Okay.
Are there any other, any other messages from spirit?
I get reference things are going to get better, not worse. Okay, so just remember to breathe through it and move that energy and focus on the positives. All right. You've got a lot going on around you at the moment, don't you?
I do.
Okay. I just sort of feel that you need to take the time and have some new time as well. Okay. So take advantage of the little bit of downtime that you do have and look at what you've gone through as well. To me, it's that feeling that the focus needs to move from the past to the future. Okay, I just sort of get the feeling that there's energy that's stuck around you. I also want to focus on the positives around you because I feel like you take things on for other people. It's the reference to, I want to give to others, but you're not getting it in return. Does that make sense?
True.
You don't get it back in the way. Yeah, because it's that feeling you don't get it back as in the way you give it. Okay, mm-hmm. You need to find that balance and set your boundaries a little bit. Okay. Are you changing jobs? I get the reference to change around the money.
I'm not sure if I'm changing internally or leaving completely.
Okay. I just need to acknowledge the change of job because it's the change that the money's changing. Okay. I do feel that those changes will be positive.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Yep,
take
bye.
Care.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Lovely. We all go through changes quite often, sort of thing. And I think I've spoken about that in the past, how our energy changes. We need to ride it through, and it's also about not fighting it or having that control. The more you try to control things, the more tiring it gets. So spirit is sort of drawing me to the fact of going with the flow. When things are meant to be, they'll be easy, okay? It's when we've really got to work hard that a lot of the time those things are not what we need, okay? We're forcing it is probably more the sense, okay? Actually have a question here from Tracy. She says, can you tell me when I find a job in my life changes for the better, struggling too much? Thanks. Okay, Tracy, I get the feeling at the moment that your focus is more on the negatives than the positives in your life. Okay, hun, it's that feeling that you need to start looking at the positives, and it's not about the struggle, it's about the lessons that are coming from that. I get the reference to, if you can just sort of look at the positives, no matter how big or small they are, you will continue to manifest them, okay? The work is coming. I feel there's a reference with the number four around that. So to me, I feel like I get the news around the fourth of the month. I actually feel like I want to look more September around that, as well. And it's that feeling with having a job, it's changing your focus. It's like allowing you to look forward and to change that energy that's around you. So hopefully, Tracy, I wish you all the best with that, and hopefully that makes sense to what's going on around you at the moment. But it's like I need to say, leave the past in the past. What's happened is what's holding you back. It's more reference of acknowledging that and letting go and moving forward. Okay, hun. All right, we'll go to another caller. We've got a dash full of callers again, so let's see who we've got here. Okay, just waiting a sec. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, and you?
Very good, thank you, hon. What's your name?
This is Kate. You were very kind to help me with a message about my daughter a few days ago.
Oh, yes. How did you go with her?
She's doing beautifully. Thank you. That was so very helpful.
I like to hear that.
It helped me to keep my boundaries and not to pry too much.
Excellent. And she could relate to your feelings?
Very much so.
Because I think, because that was around her dad as well, wasn't there?
Yes, it was around her dad and also the young man that had said that he was coming for a visit and was a no-show.
That's right, and he lived not that far from where, like 10 minutes or less from where she was.
Well, he is in New York, and they go to school together in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Interesting that you would say 10 minutes from where she was, because I'm hoping you might give me some insight as to what's happening with a relocation for me.
For you, okay. You've got exciting times coming up, haven't you?
I do. I can feel it.
Yeah, and that's the same with me. I feel like I'm on the border of exciting things happening. It's the feeling I don't know exactly what the exciting things are, but I can just feel the excitement building, and it's the feeling that you're ready to go with it, okay? It's the reference that you just want things to fall in place. I'm sick of trying to make things work. Would I be right? That's how you've been feeling?
Yeah,
beautiful. Because that's the reference that I'm getting, is things are just falling into place and you're going to surrender and just let that happen. And that goes along with what I was just saying just a moment ago between your call and the last caller, was you just go with the flow. You let things happen. You shouldn't have to work hard at them. The more we push things, they end up not being right. And it's like we wear ourselves out. And I get the reference that you can connect with that with your past.
I did connect with the first two callers completely.
Yeah, beautiful. So I get the reference to there are a lot of new changes coming for you and they are very positive, okay? This focus needs to be more around you than the family sort of thing. It's time to put yourself first, okay? You're not used to doing that, are you?
Not at all, and the time has come. I am fully ready.
Excellent. Well done. That is a major step to be able to do that, and a lot of people do struggle with that. And one thing I do say to people, do not feel guilty when you do that, because we give so much, and especially as parents, we give to our children. We put our, I don't want to say we put our lives on hold, but we adjust our ways, okay? And we forget to give back to ourselves.
Oh, okay? I just put my life on hold.
Yeah. It will change. The reference is the energy is coming back to you. Sorry, Nicole's just still trying to get online.
Ah, bless you.
Nicole's a medium from here in Australia, in Melbourne, and she was going to come online and actually connect with a few of you and show you how she reads as well. So,
if you can bring her on, I am happy to wait. Is she standing by?
The inputs for that, the toll-free number. So I'm just reading her message. Enjoy. No, it looks like it's dropped out.
Ah.
Something to do with the toll-free number. I'm not too sure. We will have to look into that through the week and we'll have
Is she able to call into the same number that the viewership is using and then press 1? Has she tried that?
I'm not too sure because we're here in Australia and it just seems to be that it's overseas callers only that can get through. So I'm very new at this radio, Blog Talk Radio, and how it works, but there must be an Australian number that you can call in somewhere.
If she were to put the preface in that one uses to call the US, and then dial the number, then press 1, then hopefully she could come through, yes?
Yeah.
That's another option.
Hopefully.
So you were saying.
So hopefully Nicole's listening in. Yes. So there's a lot of exciting things coming, yeah? And it's just the reference of going with the flow. You're not in a relationship at the moment, are you?
I am, interestingly enough. And any insights you can give me into that relationship will be most helpful, too. I met this man. I know you don't like too much information. 35 years ago, we were together on and off for about 10 years. We never married. And then we reconnected about 7 years ago. He is in a different state. And that's metaphorical, too.
Okay. because it's that reference that I feel like you're on your own a lot.
I am. That's exactly correct.
Yeah. Okay. I get the reference to around the relationship, there's new beginnings. So to me, whether you are able to rekindle that relationship or it's the beginning of a new relationship, I just get the feeling that it's part of the jump starting. I want to say it's like you're going to begin to live again. Okay.
Yes.
With the past, it's like you've put life on hold. You've been through those patterns. I also get the reference to you have learnt a lot in that time. So to me, it's learning lessons and stuff like that. Okay.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It makes
You've broken
sense.
Patterns. I'll get the reference to you've broken a lot of patterns. Okay. So to me, it's those patterns happen over and over when we need to learn the lessons. And if we're not getting that lesson, that will continue to go again. I get the reference to that you have now broken those patterns and that you feel so much freer is the reference that I'm getting. Okay. And you're learning not to take on other people's energy and working with your daughter. And others that you're setting your boundaries there. I want to say you should be very proud of how far you have come. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. You're finally allowing yourself to feel that pride with that.
Yes. The two things that I most value are freedom and acceptance.
Yeah. Okay. And I get the reference to you've got that.
Yes.
Okay. I just got to say, remember to breathe with everything that's going on because it's that feeling of excitement. Okay. I get that reference that things are about to happen quite quickly. And there's the excitement around there. You just got to remember to breathe and go with it.
Beautiful.
Do you have something significant for the 4th of August? What does that date mean to you?
It's so interesting because when you said to the previous caller there's something around 4 and money, I got a ping with that.
Yeah. Okay.
And 444 comes up with me. Please?
Patterns?
Exactly. I see 444 constantly, which of course is said to be angel messages.
Yeah, lovely. And it's good that you notice those things as well because a lot of us don't. A lot of people.
Oh, I'm noticing with great frequency.
Yeah, lovely. Keep the 4th of August in mind. To me, I feel like there's something significant and that's rather big on the 4th of August. So I don't know if that's a day that you have cross lotto or tax lotto or whatever it's called over there, the cross lotto numbers. It's called cross lotto here in Australia or South Australia. I get the reference to maybe take a ticket that day.
I'll do it.
I'm not big on pushing people to gamble and whatnot, but for some reason I'm drawn.
I know this is very rare for you to say that sort of thing.
Yes, I don't don't normally sort of encourage people to gamble, but for some reason I feel like 4th of August is a big day. So I don't know if that's a day that you have lotto over there. But yeah, I'm drawn to the numbers around that day. Okay. You will have to let me know how it goes, Kate.
I absolutely will.
If I pick up the phone and there's a scream, I know it's you and your numbers came out. Fingers crossed. That would be life-changing, wouldn't it?
That is life-changing.
For sure. Definitely. I love it. So, but yeah, no, Kate, just go with the flow. And it's that feeling, that's what you've learning or have learnt, which is great.
Well, I very much feel the same for you, and I look forward to hearing about your big changes too.
Excellent. Thank you. I'm always going through changes and pushing boundaries lately. I don't believe in sitting still these days, but hey, that's good. It keeps us interesting.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Kate.
Thanks. Lovely to talk with you again. Thank you. You too.
You too. Thanks, Han, and all the best to your daughter. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Oh, it's lovely to hear back from a previous caller. I actually have Geordie James that was supposed to be one of my special guests tonight. So, Geordie, if you can hear me, I know it says you're waiting on the host. I'm not too sure what that means because I'm connected and there's nothing on my screen to say that you need to be connected. But we're working on that. Okay. If we can't get my special guests, Geordie and Nicole, on tonight, I will work on that and look more into that and see what's going on. So we might actually just grab another caller. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Who do we have there?
You have Delphine Nicole Williams.
Hello, Delta. Delta, was it? Sorry?
Delphine.
Delphine. How are you, hun?
I'm fine.
That's good. And did you have a question you'd like to ask me?
Yes, I do. I was wondering, what do you see coming up for me in terms of finding a better job and new relationship?
Okay. Can I ask what area you're in, please?
Social work.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. What sort of part of the country?
Oh, you said what part of the country?
Yeah.
Oh, United
you're
States.
You're American?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'm not sure why I needed to ask you that, but it's like spirit was drawing me to where you were located. Okay. Now, this year's been a little bit testing for yourself. Would I be right with that? Around work and relationship?
Yes, it has.
Yeah. Okay. I get the reference to as this year is going along, that things will start to improve, but next year is going to be your year, okay? You can feel the change in the energy around you?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, okay. Can I ask, do you meditate at all?
I used to light my candle and give gratitude for the things that happened to me the day before or that week. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just sort of feel like your energy is a bit out there at the moment, and it's the feeling that there's the need to sort of pull that back within. Meditation is a really good way of doing that. I also feel like you need to reconnect with those things. Okay. So to me, it's the feeling that you were more at peace when you were doing those with the candles and the gratitude and stuff like that. It's kind of like your focus has changed. Now, I also feel like, I know you said you're in social work. Where is the counseling role to that?
Well, I'm currently a counselor at a nursing facility, but I want something better, and I've been, you know, putting resumes out there and stuff like that, so.
Okay, because I do feel that you will stay in that counseling role, but I also feel that you will be changing your place of employment, okay? Now, do you, now with the nursing, does that actually come, like the facility, does that come under the government?
Yes, it does.
Or is it private? Okay, because I do feel that your change will stay within the government. So there will be a government link, okay? I also get the feeling of putting, Spirit is putting books in front of you, and there's the need for more study. Okay, so to me, with the change of the work will then become the need to study for that, with that position.
Okay.
All right, so how do you feel about study? Because I feel like it will push you out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Well, I want to get my license and become a licensed social worker. So I plan on doing that in the fall. Right.
Yeah. So with that license, does that mean study with it? Like there's certain things you need to do to be able to hold that license?
Yeah, go over certain things like the different NDSs and diagnoses and stuff like that. And I could be working in hospitals when I get that license. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So there's the study that comes with that. To me, I feel like you've got the study that you will need to meet a guidelines to do that. With that, I feel like you would be on a much higher level compared to where you sit now. And I also feel like I've got the much higher pay packet with it, or the salary. I want to go salary with that. Okay. You like to be connected with others is the reference that I get. There's something about the healing ability around you. Okay, so even though you're working with social work and counselling, I also feel that there is a very strong healing ability around you.
That's true.
Okay, be proud and own that. Okay, have you actually done anything like Reiki or any energy healing as well? Okay, when you bring your hands together, so if you hold your hands apart and you move them closer together, do you get like a tingling in your fingers, like in the palms of your hand?
The palm, I know my hand itches, and I know that means it itches against money, but I do get the tingling of the fingers sometimes, and I'm like, why is my hand tingling my fingers?
Okay. Yeah. I'm getting a reference to the healing with that, okay? So when we bring our hands together and we can feel that resistance without actually touching, it's like we have the energy there, okay? I get the reference to you on an energetic level, you have a healing ability as well. So it might be something you might want to do some research on. Reiki is a very good one where you're not actually touching the body, you're healing with the energy and stuff like that to move blockages and whatnot through the body. I get that you've got that level to your work as well. You may not realize that you're doing it.
Okay, yeah, I don't realize it.
Yeah. Does that make sense though? You understand where what I'm sort of getting at with the energy work as well?
Yes.
It's kind of like with your work and the counselling, I want to work on the emotional side of stuff, but I also feel like there's that energy work that can go in with that, and you've got that connection.
Okay.
You need to trust more within yourself. You question yourself a lot, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's very natural for us to do that. Some of us do it more than others, but I just get the reference to finding that balance in trusting in yourself. It's good to question ourselves because it does keep us grounded, but some of us overdo it, sort of reference. It's that feeling of just needing to go with the flow and trust what you're doing. Okay. I used to question myself a lot, and I think it's just natural that we do that. But there's the reference around just go with the flow and trust within what you feel, because you're getting those thoughts and those feelings for a reason. I get also that there's the intuitive side to you as well.
Yes,
so
yes.
Trust those gut feelings.
That's true. Yeah? I do. Cause I went on an interview for a second job, and something, it was like deja vu or something, and I knew I wasn't going to get the job, but I thought I was going to get it. I'm still thinking positive, and I end up not getting the job. I don't know if that was me as a result of me having that thought that I didn't get it, or I don't know. But I didn't get the job.
It may have been just that job wasn't right for you, or it's in the timing. Okay. I'm a very big believer of things fall into place when they're meant to. And the timing needs to be right. We can't force it. Okay. So to me, by not getting that job, you're meant to be doing something else. So something else will be put in your pathway. And it's the feeling you need to grab the opportunities while they're there with both hands. I also feel that when you're drawn to things, go with it. So when you find that you're drawn to something, do you actually take the time to acknowledge it and look into that, or what the pull is to that? Okay. So when things get your attention and you're drawn to things, Spirit is putting that in front of you for a reason. Take note of what's going on around you, what you feel, you think, you see. Okay? Because they're drawing you to, in that direction. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Do you know when you see me land in a better job, or you know what time, like the time frame?
Okay. I'm sort of looking late this year. I sort of want to go in the last quarter of this year, so October, November, December sort of area. I'm drawn more closer to Christmas. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Positive thoughts. Have in your mind what it is that you want in that job and in that position, and put that image out to the universe. I always say to my clients, have that clear picture of what you want, know where you're heading, and release it to the universe, because if you can put that clear picture out there, it will help the universe to manifest that. It's when we start feeling like we start going, oh, I'm drawn to this, but no, maybe I want to go in this direction, that we confuse things, and then you're going to get that unbalance. You're not going to get that stable direction. Okay, so have that clear picture of the job that you want, see it in your mind, and release it to the universe, and the universe will help that come around.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, all
right. Love. Okay, thank you. Spirit just made the reference and they laughed when they said it. Love is complicated. So how does that resonate with you?
Well, it is. I'm looking for it. Well, I don't know. I haven't been in a relationship in a while, so I'm trying to see. When my auntie's trying to hook me up on a blind date. I don't know how that's going to go. So I'm just...
You want to run the other way?
I don't know.
You're not too sure about the blind date? I just sort of feel when you said that, I got that feeling like I want to run the other way.
But because her taste is a little bit different from me, so I'm like, ooh, if I see him and I'm not, so I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go.
Yeah, just go with the flow and see what happens, I would say. Go and have a good night. Enjoy yourself is the reference I get. I do feel that you will find love in your own way. So I don't think that people setting you up is going to be the way that you find your partner, but I do get the reference there is somebody out there for you, okay? I want to say take the time and look at what you have achieved in your life and just acknowledge it. Okay, you've come a long way on your own, haven't you? It's like you've found, you're finding that your legs, it's that feeling of finding that inner strength.
Right, that's true.
Okay, I do feel that there is still a little way to go with that, but it is coming rather quickly. Okay, I feel that by Christmas time you'll be in a relationship. But I feel that that person is going to come in a way that you don't expect. Okay. All right. So I wish you all the very best with that and keep us updated on how you're going.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. Take care, hon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, that's one thing that Spirit's drawing me to at the moment. Sometimes we can become very focused on partnerships and relationships, and sometimes it becomes like we force that. So we can end up in relationships that aren't healthy or they're not stable because we have started off on the wrong basis. I kind of say to my clients, and Spirit keeps drawing me to this, is we need to do the work on ourselves and we need to heal from the past no matter what we've been through. There's usually issues around the heart. A lot of us will block our heart and put the walls up because we have been hurt and we are afraid to be put in that position. But again, it's the reference, and it's nature. It's, we're human. We don't want to be hurt and we don't want to feel the pain if we can help it. So there's the reference to opening your heart up and just breathe. I keep being shown by Spirit, move that energy. And a lot of us are stuck on that energy at the moment. I've had a day of readings with clients. I think I've had 5 clients today, and a lot of them are around relationships at the moment. So I think a lot of us are going through similar things. Those that aren't in relationships are looking for the relationship, and it's that feeling that so many of you are in that situation are just so lonely at the moment. You can find peace with others as well, in the sense that you don't always have to have that physical contact, all right? It's that feeling of not forcing relationships, because you will end up in this pattern where you go out of one relationship and you've got out of it for a reason, but jumping straight into another could mean, or what usually shows, that you're in that same pattern, okay? Take the time at the end of a relationship, acknowledge the relationship, look at where, you know, how far that relationship came, what happened in the relationship, and what it is that you need to change. Maybe the changes need to be made within you. That person wasn't right, and if they were, it would have worked out. So just acknowledge it, be grateful for the experience and having that person in your life, no matter how hard it was, but release it and move forward. Try not to jump straight back into a relationship without giving yourself the time to do the work on yourself. Find yourself, because a lot of relationships, people become somebody different. It's like whether you're in a relationship where you feel you need to please somebody, be a person that you're not. And that's why I say at the end of a relationship, give yourself the time to acknowledge it and really look at yourself and who you are and what you want to be, okay? Set that intention to what you want out there in a partner and know what it is you want. And I'm pretty sure a lot of the time that person will be put in front of you. Spirit do. They put people in front of us for a reason. So whether it's matters of the heart, their family, jobs, whatever, it will happen. Okay, we just need to have our eyes open and be ready to take that on. Okay, let's see if we've got another caller there. Hello, who have we got?
Hello, hi, thank you. My name's Lori.
Hi, Lori, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm all right. I'm wondering.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm kind of, I don't know. My energy's kind of just in a weird place. It's
flat. Yep.
My,
I can feel that.
Yeah.
I can pick that up. I'm feeling your energy at the moment. Your energy's sort of feeling a little bit scattered at the moment, would be the word I put to it. Does that make sense?
Scattered, yeah. One day I'll be okay. Just sort of, the next, I just feel like a, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. It's not weird. I think a lot of people feel that way at times. It's finding your balance. It's grounding yourself, okay? Mm. So do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah,
we can,
I guess I do.
Yeah, it's like our energy becomes too much in our own head, and it becomes too far out there sort of thing. So the need to ground ourselves. My way of grounding myself, which is probably not the best way, is chocolate and coffee. So chocolate, caffeine.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, what was that? You're a fan of chocolate?
I'll go buy munch out on chocolate.
Leanne said
it
you can
does.
Have some.
It does. Like, that's what I got stuck. It's like I think of doing things, and then I think I'm doing it, and like I don't even go out. I'm on. I do a lot of research lately, and I've been on the computer, so that keeps me happy. But if I want to go for a bike ride, I'll go, you know, and I'll think of it, and then I don't go. I don't go out.
Kind of like it's too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's,
okay.
And it's like it's all old to me. It's like there's, I don't know. So I don't end up.
Yeah. It's like your energy is stuck. Yeah. Do you meditate at all?
No, I don't even listen to music that much anymore.
Okay. So what has changed for you? What has made forced you to make those changes?
I've been this way since, I've been in school, and then when I got out for the summer, I was fine for a while, and then...
Okay. Can I ask a personal question? Do you have a little bit of anxiety?
Man... I might have about current affairs,
Yeah, okay. Because I just sort of get the feeling of with your energy that there's a little bit of anxiety that's building there. I get the reference to you need to be able to take those deep breaths. So when I say that, a lot of the time we become shallow breathers, okay? And that is the thing with anxiety. You stop, you lose the ability to sort of breathe deeply. You breathe more into your chest rather than going deeper. Okay. So I want to say concentrate on your breathing, and it's the reference to moving that energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Because when we're breathing, when we breathe, we raise our energy levels. Okay. So you change that. It's kind of like we move the old energy and bring in the new energy. So you see the positive coming in as you breathe in and the negative going out. I just get the feeling that I need to get your energy moving.
Yeah, I probably do.
Okay, and that's going to help you feel a little bit better. I want to say ground yourself, but there's also the need to find something that you enjoy that on a soul level.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Okay.
But...
when was the last time you did something that you really enjoyed? Sorry, hon. Cut you off then.
Well, I had fun the other day. I did go out and talk to people.
Okay. But you limit yourself to how much you do, don't you, in that sense?
Yeah, right now it's finances.
Yeah. Okay. So don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positives.
Okay.
If it means going, I'm guessing you got beautiful weather over there at the moment.
Yeah, it's kind of hot.
Yeah. I want to say go for an evening walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do that. I like it out at night. It's nice and cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like by doing that. You're going, sorry.
Oh, go ahead. But I wanted to ask the. I'm like debating if I should go back to college this semester coming up. I got hurt at school, my feelings, and it's like, that, you know, because every semester I kept going back. I want it to be done as far as I could be done without the, yeah. And I got into it with a professor, and I don't know. They just put me in a vicarious situation. Every time I went to her for help or trying to show her, it was like I was humiliated and dismissed.
Right.
And it really made me
when you
very angry and hurt.
Yep. That also knocked your confidence a little bit, hasn't it?
Not my confidence, believe me. It's the purpose.
As in with dealing with people. Yeah.
Yes.
I want to say it's sort of the feeling like it's knocked your confidence in dealing with people. It's that reference that you protect yourself rather than to deal with people.
And
it's that
and
shutting.
Also that they think they got one over on me because I think I went into a little bit of a shock because I had to go to these people's house. And when I was in there, the girl started talking down to me, and she was a student that I was in my group. It was group work, and she was also friends with the people that we were in there. For sake of an argument, I just sat there, and I was going to start telling her off, and then I apologized. And it wasn't my fault. It was just her. And so I sat there, and I shook uncontrollably. And it just set me back to some, you know, my nerves went. I couldn't control my shaking. And I was angry, and I thought I had to be there just for a grade. And I wish I would have got up and left, but if I did, they could have said anything about me. But and then I've been humiliated by the teacher, too. So it just was a bad situation.
When you were saying about that, would I be right in saying that has brought up memories from your childhood? Because I feel like I've got the past references with that as well.
Well, it could have set me off in a way, but also there was a lot of fear because I didn't want to get in trouble with the school. If I would stomp out, then I would fail. I felt like I was put into a position where I had to take the crap from them. And I'm not one to sit and take crap,
I don't blame you. I don't either. I get the reference to that you need to go back to school. When you asked me that question, I got yes straight away about going back to college. I also get the reference of protecting your energy. Now, I don't know if you've heard previous shows of mine, but I've spoken on about how to protect your energy. Put yourself in that energy field to protect yourself from other people's energy. I also get, and that will protect them from pushing their negativity on you as well. But I also get the reference to finding the strength not to give them the power to treat you like that. Does that make sense? Because
the only thing I have that I could redo now is just take the teacher to the dean and complain. The professor.
Yep. Okay. I get the reference to that might be something that you need to do and have it put on the record. Okay, so when you make a complaint, I don't know if they make our college, like uni and stuff, works a bit different here, but I don't know if they put everything onto the record. I would be asking to have it put onto the record, okay? So it's being documented that you have complained about that. Also, on a certain level, we can allow others to treat us like that. So it's kind of like I want to say, see in your heart and release how you want people to treat you. Okay.
Well, see, that's kind of... I don't understand. I really don't allow people to treat me that way. It's all about the. I don't know what happened. I don't take it. I tried to be nice. I did everything I could. I did the extra work for the group, and you know, and it just was awful.
I'm sorry. I'm just getting the reference to. No, you're fine, hon. I'm getting the reference to. You are the person that gives so much. You don't have the balance in people giving back, do you? You have a lot of expectations taken for granted.
Yeah, not lately. Not with my children or you know, they're adults, but no. Yeah, not lately.
Yeah.
That's kind of sucking me dry, too. Kind of put me down.
Yeah. So by doing your protection, like I was talking before, so see yourself in that bubble, and as long as it's a complete bubble, you can push your walls out to give yourself some space, but you can use like the white fluffy light or whatever you can connect with, you put around yourself in your mind to protect yourself. So when those people are sort of drawing off of your energy, it will hit your protection and it will bounce back at them, but it will stop them from putting their crap on you, okay? Even though, as in the physical, you stand up for yourself, on an energetic level, you need to do the same as well, okay? Mm-hmm. So I want to say we can do energy work with others around us in changing their ways a little bit. My husband is a bit of a skeptic, and I do work on him. I ask his higher being for the permission to move things in his energy.
I haven't been in my higher being in so long, and that's the truth.
Yeah. So maybe by going back to make those connections might help you to change that. Okay. I want to say sit and meditate. Ground your energy and just find that inner peace and that balance, and it'll be like you get more the clear picture, okay? Mm-hmm. Whether your energy field is sort of just putting it out there a little bit at the moment because you're not quite so grounded, I feel like your energy is more around your head. It's that reference of it will help to change others around you, mm-hmm. Okay? Stand strong as well. In the sense of, I want to say it's one thing to help people, but they can't take it for granted. And I just sort of felt when you said that you were doing things for the group, they were taking it for granted.
Well, yeah. One was on vacation.
Put yourself first.
I was on spring break. One went to Mexico City, and the other one didn't even contact me when I got done writing what I wrote, just for reference. They were my audience. I was expelling out information for them because I didn't even know if I was going to finish the class or not. But I had no, you know, it was no big thing, but they made it, I don't know, it turned out to be, everything was a problem. I don't really want to. And it was like, I don't know. It's just. And,
when does spring break finish?
Oh, that was last semester. That was in April. Back in April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So when are you due to go back to uni, to college?
I'm supposed to the end of August.
Yeah. Okay. Because I feel like you will go back. But I just sort of feel like you need to get out of your own head and try not to overthink it. Go in there with the intention that you're doing what you need to do for you, okay? Look after yourself. Do the work you need to do. Try not to carry other people, okay? Because you will get them that they will just expect you to be there to do their work. Let them stand on their own two feet and not pull your energy down. Okay,
that's
you've got a good heart, you're trying to help others, yeah. Okay,
well, I mean,
just go in there with it. Yeah, sorry.
Well, I think I'm beating myself up over it.
Yeah,
because
I do. And
stick up for myself.
Do you know what? I just get the reference that you're such a beautiful soul and that you try to help others and please others, and you don't get that in return. You need to make others stand on their own energy and allow yourself to shine for what you do rather than try and bring people around along with you, okay? Mm-hmm. If they want to do the work and put in their share, that's fine, but it's when they expect you to do it all for them that you're going to get that unbalanced feeling. And then people take it for granted.
I don't know what this incident was. It wasn't, she just put down my work. Everything was, everything. She just had, the girl actually had the personality of being, like if I was, like she'd say, oh, she's so wonderful. This is a, she's immature. I'm way over it. Over her age, you know,
yeah.
And it's just,
she's a little fake.
It could have turned out to be a very hostile situation. I mean, I would have told her off and walked out. And
yeah, and that's the thing, you are dealing with people that are younger with you as well, so they don't always have the life experience that you do. Some people are a lot slower at learning things. So it's a little bit hard on that maturity front as well.
Yeah. But then there's no excuse for the professor, because I did ask the professor to tell her not to talk to me condescending. And
Do you know...
The girl was...
Sorry, I was just going to... okay. Yep. Do you know... have you ever come across somebody that you just don't like, but you don't know why you don't like them?
Mm-hmm. Very rare, but
okay.
Yes.
That, yeah, that's it. And it is fairly rare, but you will find the odd person like that. And it's kind of like we connect on a soul level. So in a past life, you may have come in around that person before. There might be something that you've carried through that you just don't like. You don't like each other, but you don't know why. So there's that reference to just accept it and leave it at that. Okay. Oh, I've just got I've got somebody sending me messages through Skype.
I'm hoping I feel better.
Be polite.
If I write to the dean.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing because I have other professors there that I know, you know, and then to be humiliated beyond by the professor.
Yeah.
She put down my work in front of people.
Yeah.
To boot. You know? And
I'm going to have to go in a second because the session's about to cut out on the blog talk. But write your feelings down on paper, okay, and just release it that way to the universe. That will help to shift that energy. All right?
Yeah, okay.
I wish you all the very best with that, and thank you for calling in. Sorry to have to cut you short.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
To talk to you.
Take care. Bye, hon.
Bye. Have a great day, I think.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank all the callers today, and sorry I didn't get to more messages, but I do have a long list of messages here that I'll work on each week. I just want to remind you that I do Skype readings and I do phone readings, and you can find, for those that aren't in South Australia, you can find that all the information is on my website, and that is LeanneWinstonPsychicMedium.com. Feel free to check me out on Facebook. That is Leanne Winston Psychic Medium, and I'm happy to chat with anybody, and feel free to get involved on the page. We also have a little business, Purely Intuition, with our essential oils and products. Certainly feel free to check those out, and we can, we are unable to send that overseas due to custom laws. So feel free to check all that out, and thank you for listening, and I'll be on Saturday night. Take care. Bye.
Call waiting for like
music's not going. And